Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Unions got a big win at the Supreme Court today. The court tied 4-4 in a case that experts described as life or death for public sector unions. At issue was whether public employees in California who do not join a union should have to pay a union fee. And today's tie will preserve the system in place now, meaning employees will pay. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So when this case was argued in January, many expected the court to decide against the unions, but then Justice Antonin Scalia died in February, and so there are only 8 members on the court. Tell us more about what this tie does.
What this tie does? Well, a tie is a win in this case. And as you mentioned, the death of Justice Antonin Scalia in February really changed the balance of power in this particular case and others, which we may talk about later. And this case was brought by the California public school teachers who chose not to join unions, and they objected to paying the collective bargaining fees that they had to pay, you know, so the union would do this on their behalf. If the court had ruled in the favor of these teachers, it would have affected millions of government workers. It would have weakened public sector unions that stood to lose fees from both the workers who objected to the positions the unions take and also those who simply chose not to join while benefiting from the union's efforts on their behalf, sort of free riders, if you will.
And for people who are not in unions or don't have to pay these fees, just remind us what these fees are, what they go towards, why they exist.
Why they exist? Well, the money goes toward bargaining, contract enforcement. It also allows the unions to advocate their positions on issues like seniority, pensions, pay increases, issues that are going to have to be decided by legislators. So, some of they also contribute to candidates who they view as sympathetic to the interests of members of the union, to these public employees. And it also means this decision also means that union officials in these states, they're not going to have to devote as many resources to organizing and membership retention, which if they had lost, they would have struggled to keep their membership. It would have become a much bigger job to keep those roles intact.
Well, and you mentioned that there are other cases that may be impacted by an 8-member Supreme Court, assuming that there is no confirmation anytime soon of Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee. What kind of other cases are at stake?
Well, the current constitution of the court dims conservative hopes on issues like class action lawsuits, the expansion of religious exemptions from the Affordable Care Act, and also their hopes to protect Republican-drawn legislative districts from lawsuits alleging that they harm minority voters. And, you know, longer term, if this seat remains vacant, could affect gun rights, capital punishment, campaign finance, a whole host of issues.
And what's the reaction quickly to today's tie?
Well, the California Teachers Union says that the court rejected what they called a political ploy by wealthy corporate interests. And then on the other side, those who brought this case say that this is too significant a decision to let a split court's decision stand. And they're going to file a petition for a rehearing with the Supreme Court, presumably when there's a new justice whom they hope will be more sympathetic to their side.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks.
Thank you.